Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of If You Really Knew Me, a place for honest conversations about the Enneagram to inspire better relationships with others, ourselves, and God. Today, we are going to have some fun together.
Yes.
We all enjoy laughter, so today we plan to do plenty of it. My name is Kim Willie, and I'm here with my hilarious friend and co-host, Ben Sarles, who makes me laugh all the time. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great, and you know, we have got some fun things planned.
We do. And I'm going to give a disclaimer here for the day. This episode is not intended to pick on anyone or make anyone feel bad about themselves, but instead to learn to laugh at ourselves. Yeah. And we've put together some fun scenarios and described how each Enneagram may handle them. And we hope you enjoy them as much as we've enjoyed putting them together. So what's on tap for us today?
Well, you know, sometimes we talk about how some types view the glass is half empty and how some view the glass is half full. And
yes.
I just thought, wouldn't it be fun, you know, as we're thinking about summer and all we're going to do and we're going to get out, wouldn't it be fun to just talk about a good old glass of sweet tea?
Yes, right.
And how each type is going to view that glass of sweet tea. What do you think? Can we just go back and forth? And
I think so. So, whether someone sees it half full or half empty.
That's right. And, you know, if we get a little carried away with our voices, that's all right, too.
Let her rip, tater chip.
Let me. So let's start with type four. You know, here's a glass of sweet tea. Let's all reflect on this moment with this sweet tea and this glass. The amazing uniqueness of this moment. Just feel it. Feel the sweet tea quench your thirst and refresh your body as it goes down. Just, oh, this moment. What do you think?
I'm a five and I say, where did this glass come from? Walmart had it for $2 and so did Target. But if you go to Sam's Club, you can get it for $1.80. It's actually a better quality glass, according to all the reviews. The choice is clear, people.
Well, a six might say, you know, if you had just said something, I could help you with this. When are you going to ask me first? If you're going to discover that this glass of sweet tea is always half empty. I told you so. I told you so.
Well, as a seven, this sweet tea glass will always be at least half full. I brought my favorite, aka the best you will ever taste, sweet tea. You will be experiencing the word refreshing. You are welcome.
You know, I think of of Southern sweet tea. You know, I was raised to,
that's right.
You could not be in my family and not know how to make sweet tea.
You've got to know how to make it. Yeah.
It does not come from a powder, honey. That's not sweet tea. That's Kool-Aid.
That's right.
You know, you have to know how to steep it and how much sugar and all of that. So
yes,
this one will put a little Southern. Honey, we're going to use this sweet tea glass so much. It's either going to wear down or break, sweetheart. We're going to wash it. We're going to fill it. We're going to drink it. Then we're going to wash it again. And then we're going to fill it again and drink it again. And you know, after that, what we're going to do? We're going to wash it and we're going to fill it and drink it. Let's go, honey. Let's go.
You just described an eight that I know quite well. Okay, here's my nine. What sweet tea are we talking about again? Okay, sure. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. I'm good.
Sweet tea? What? So, type one. You know, this sweet tea glass is a little dirty. Let me tell you the best way to clean it next time. You know, it'll taste so much better when it's done right.
Okay, I'm going to do a British type two. I fashion this glass by hand for you. I will chill the glass, fill it with fresh lemons and mint leaves frozen into the ice cubes, and serve it to you at your favorite chair. Did I do good?
Every little detail is met. That's funny.
That's right.
All right. How about for type three? I've got two pitchers of water, four extra glasses, and ready to make the sweet tea in case we run out. Or in case a glass breaks, I've got an idea on how to use the glasses for something else so we'll get our money's worth. And by the way, put your glass in the sink when you're done.
Boom. That's what I would say. Don't leave it out.
I should have had you do that's type right. three. As we think about summer, where are we going to go on vacation? You know, let's think about what each type is going to pack.
Okay, that's
for
cool.
vacation.
Yes, I love it. Love it.
Type fours, they're going to pack oversized sweatshirts, comfy clothes. Have you felt the inside of this sweatshirt? It's so soft. We're going to have a list of what we think would be good for everyone to experience. We're going to sing songs around the fire. I'm going to bring my journal and my sketch pad, and we're going to sit out and sketch the sunrise and the sunsets.
There you go. Okay, five. Sorry, I'm calling out my husband here. Two outfits total. That's all I need. Got to pack the car a certain way. I've researched the best way to do this and how to get there. It's like a puzzle. Let me just put it together. I got this. I got this.
Let me do it.
That's right.
Type six. I have a detailed list of all the things everyone said they want to do. I know where all the bathrooms are. I know where the gas stations are. I've got the first aid kit. I called the credit card company to make sure it's known that we'll be out of town. So if they receive a charge from our vacation town, they're not going to stop our account. And also, I know what is required and what restrictions and things at each location. So we are ready.
That is such a good six. Okay, here we go, seven. Woohoo! I got the fun things to do, places to see, where we're going to go. We got fun games. I got a selfie stick. Everybody smile. Take the picture. You know what? Let's all just take a backpack and see what happens. Let's just go with the flow. Woo!
Not for a type eight. I got my workout clothes. I've got a list of extreme sports and all the thrill rides. Here's what we are doing. We're going to get the mouse ears. We're going to ride all the rides. And we're going to go from one part to the next. And we're going to do the same thing again. We're not going to sit around on our vacation doing nothing. We are going to walk fast. We're going to make time. When we go, we're going to get in front of the line for in the car, for the rides. We are going to experience the fullness of it all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to be a bit of an Eeyore here on a nine. I don't know. What do you want to do? That's fine with me. You want to take, you know, take something different? That's good. I don't know. What should I pack? Let's do something everyone can do.
Type one, I'm going to take several books, and I will have them all read by the end of vacation. This is when I do my Christmas cards. So they're going to be all addressed and stamped, and we're going to have them ready. And we're going to make the most of my time there. This way works best. And I know we can do this every time. It works great. And I want to do all the things.
Oh, my goodness. Let's be a two here.
I want to know what everyone wants to bring. And I am going to make sure that we have everything we need. So we're going to pack all the things that everybody wants. Now, there may be a few surprises that I want to give. When we get down there, it's all stuff everybody loves. You know, I got the licorice my wife wants. I've got the chips and drinks that my kids want. I've got extra snacks in case we really feel like something else. You know, it's all ready for what everybody wants.
Okay, here's me. This is exactly what I do to get ready to go on vacation. I'm a three. I'm going to make a detailed checklist a few days before the trip so we make sure we have every single thing. And as we load it in the car, I'm going to cross it off the list because the list makes me feel secure. And then I'm going to ask every person, do you have what you need? Are you sure you have this, you have that? I'm going to go on the checklist with them. I'm going to make sure that we all have the appropriate clothes so we look presentable when we go out in public because, you know, image matters. And then I want there to be a system, you know, to the way the car is packed. What's the most efficient way? How's the quickest way to get there? And we just want to know what to expect. And we don't want to take any extra crap anyway on this trip. Take only what we need.
That's so funny.
So that's the fun vacation for people.
That's right.
That's the way to laugh at yourself. If you saw yourself in one of those, yeah.
Oh my
God. You know you did, people.
I see myself in a couple of them.
I think I do too.
But I definitely, you know, I want to be the one to pack the car.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure everybody gets in the car what they want.
Yeah.
So what's funny is we just recently went on vacation. And so my kids are all about the comfort, mm-hmm. you know, so they've got blankets and they've got pillows and all the things. And I'm like, really? do we really need to take the bedroom? But it's like, okay, well, Cohen's got his little spot, and he's got his charger, well, you know, all those things. And it's funny.
But did you pack a casserole on vacation?
I did not pack a casserole, but I knew that we could do a Walmart pickup.
That's right.
And then we could get everything we need. And so,
and everybody would be happy.
Yes.
Such a two. I love that. Well, as we're enjoying this laughter, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Do your kids love listening to great stories? It can be tough finding a kids podcast which upholds your Christian values. Story Jumpers features exciting, entertaining stories by authors who write from a Christian worldview. Each episode is created with kids in mind. Audiobook clips are followed by a brief author interview your kids will find fascinating. This is a podcast for kids. Subscribe to Story Jumpers wherever you listen to podcasts. Story Jumpers is a member of the Bridge Podcast Network.
Laughter is the name of the game today. Welcome back. And how else can we laugh at ourselves? Well, what would a backyard barbecue look like if you had types 1 through 9?
Well, let's think about that. If I'm a 4, I want comfy clothes I can be in all day. Mm-hmm. I want to sit around the fire, and I want to chat with people, and I want to feel the fullness of all that can be experienced.
Maybe watch the sunset together.
Watch the sunset. Yeah. You know, the burgers may be burning on the grill, but I've got to watch the sunset because we're never going to get that again.
It'll go away in moments, so we have to live in the experience
That's right.
If I was a 5 at a backyard barbecue, I'd be like, hey, good to see everybody, but when are these people going to leave? Because I'm drained. I have nothing left to give. And if I slip away and you don't see me for a couple hours, it's just because I'm going to recharge. Love you, though, but I got to go recharge. Yes. I only have so much energy to give for the day. And this has been fun, but I need to go to bed now.
You get that glazed over look after a while. Well, I would imagine type 6s would be like, okay, I want everybody to come in this way. Yeah. Because if they go the other way, they're going to trip on that limb over there. And then everybody will be down. Then we'll have a big mess.
Yep.
So let's come in this way, and there's enough seats, and we're not going to use that seat because it's broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we're going to make sure that the food, do you have the meat thermometer? Because it needs to be thoroughly cooked.
We cannot get sick.
Yeah.
Because if we get sick, I told you about the meat thermometer and you didn't listen to me.
Yeah. I don't think I should be the one to cook the burgers. I may not cook them the way that people like.
That's
I don't
right.
know. What do you
That's
think
right.
we should do?
Well, you know, the 7's flipping the burgers. What kind do you want? Do you want cheese on this one? What kind of cheese? This is going to be the best burger you ever had. Let's experience this burger.
That's right. Oh, flipping it up in the air. And hey, I'm going to do a little song and dance while I'm cooking.
That's right.
It's going to be the funnest backyard barbecue. That's right. Not going to clean up, but it's going to be.
That's right. I'm going to leave the mess for somebody else to clean up. But we're going to have fun doing it. Now, what do you think? What do you think an 8 would do? How would an 8 come in? Probably very structured.
You know, I think the 8 would be like, okay, you guys over there, you go get the sides ready. You guys set up the tables. All right, you get the grill. Is there gas in there? Let's go. We're going to light it at this time, and then we're going to get the burgers. We're going to get it done. And so everything needs to come off at the right time.
Yes. And did we count the number of paces from one cornhole board to the other? Because it has to be measured probably the right way.
There you go. They're going to make sure it's measured right. 3s are going to make sure they win.
Boom, because we got to achieve. That is right.
That's funny.
Now, the 9s, I don't know. Backyard barbecue is probably not their thing because I don't think they like to always be around a lot of people.
What if it's a barbecue just with a few people?
I think that's where they would
another
shine
couple
more.
Or another family, just one.
More chill atmosphere because they have the least amount of energy, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, we're just going to have these few people. We're going to have a few deep conversations and then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up. So a 1, oh my gosh, they're going to make sure everything's done right the
this
right way.
This is the way
this burger is
we
burnt.
Cook burgers.
This does not you taste know. Right if it's done wrong. Yeah.
I saw a hack, and if you just soak the burgers in vinegar before, I don't know, before you.
Ew. I you love brine, vinegar, but I don't think I want
brine the burger. No, I don't know. But it's like, this way works best. See? It's very
efficient. Yes.
And this is how, you know, when I do my barbecues, this is what I do.
And I have found what works best.
Yes. And most of the time, they are right.
Yes. But at the same time, after all the efficiency, that 1 is going to have some fun.
That's
some
what
games.
I love. I love to see, this is a little interjection, I love to see a 1 just have fun.
And be totally silly.
They're some of the most fun people.
Yeah. Because they could be counting the beans and making sure they're all lined up, but then they could go, woo, and they could have a little fun like a seven. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're a two.
I'm a two.
What does Ben do at a backyard barbecue?
I probably will be in the kitchen, and then I probably will be making the sides that nobody else wants to make. And then I'm going to be making sure to fill everybody's glasses and...
Do you have enough sweet tea? Are you good?
Is your glass half full or half empty? Yeah. It's your glass. Well, for you, it's half empty. Well, would you like me to fill it?
I can take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
I love laughing. And truly, I mean, truly, like I said in the disclaimer, nothing is meant at all to pick on anybody. We just like to laugh at ourselves. And humor is a very good thing. And it's hilarious to look at these funny stories. Remember, Proverbs 17:22 tells us a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. So we're all about laughter. God made us that way. He made all of our funny quirks. So laugh at yourself today. Enjoy. If you guys have had some fun just journeying with us on this podcast, make sure you subscribe, share it with your friends. And
as you get ready for summer, plan some fun.
Yeah.
You know, if there is a summer I have ever looked forward to, it is this summer.
Yes.
So
do all the things.
Yes. Do all the things.
We hope to see you guys soon. Have a great one.